Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am Dale Lally, your host, and welcome back Monday to the Steelers getting back on the practice field today. But before all that happened, the NFL came down with its ruling on the Deshaun Watson situation. Judge Robinson, the arbitrator, ruling that Deshaun Watson will sit six games. And now we wait until we see what happens with the NFL. The NFL has 3 days with which to appeal that ruling. And here's the thing. If they appeal the ruling, the league, the appeal goes down to Roger Goodell. So Roger Goodell gets an opportunity then to make a ruling on whether the arbitrator was too hard or not harsh enough on Deshaun Watson. And here's something that stood out to me. Like I'm looking here at Pro Football Talk, and whether you like that website or not, they do seem to have kind of a finger on the pulse of the fan bases or the league in general. And one of the headlines was reaction to Deshaun Watson suspension, not positive. And it was not positive in that I think a lot of fans wanted more. A lot of fans thought it would be more. I'll be quite honest. I thought it would be somewhat more than that. So, you know, I do think that we could see Roger Goodell add to that. And I don't think he's going to make it a full season or anything like that. But I do think it could be at least, up that thing to 10 games or something like that. And that's the worst case scenario for the Browns. And here's why. So if Deshaun Watson had been suspended for the entire 2022 season, the Browns could have told his contract. And this year, that would have meant, you know, Deshaun Watson is only supposed to he's only going to count $9.68 million against their salary cap in 2022. In 2023, that number jumps way up. And Deshaun Watson counts $54.9 million, almost $55 million against Cleveland's salary cap. So if this year would have told, means they could roll it over to next year. Now, all of a sudden, Cleveland's in pretty good cap shape in 2022, and they're not right now. They have 52 players under contract for 2023, and they're almost $33 million over the salary cap, in large part because of that Deshaun Watson deal. So they're going to end up having to cut guys to get under the salary cap. And oh, by the way, don't have first-round draft pick or anything like that to help replace Deshaun Watson. So that's a little bit of a pickle that the Browns have put themselves into. But if Deshaun Watson had been suspended for the entire year, well, now they could take that $9 million contract and they're already under the cap. They would still have, that would be an additional $45 million next going into next year's cap. So they would be $13 million under the cap with Deshaun Watson under contract. And they could kind of kick the can down the road a little bit. As it is now, they're going to have to cut guys just to get under the cap and get Deshaun Watson on their team in 2023. That wouldn't have been the case if he had been suspended for the entire 2022 season. So it's kind of the worst case scenario, because not only does it do that, but now they also don't have the player for a large portion of the 2022 season. So it's the worst, it's the worst case scenario for Cleveland in that they don't get the player for the full season and his contract kicks in next year. So you get what you deserve, Cleveland Browns, for trying to circumvent the system. Because, you know, I heard some Browns reporters today. I was listening to NFL.com as I drove out to training camp today. And they talked about how Cleveland had, this is their year. They have a Super Bowl caliber roster. And my first question went to that was, how would writers in Cleveland know what a Super Bowl caliber roster looks like? They've never seen one. But my second thought was, I don't know that it's a Super Bowl caliber roster, especially if you don't have your starting quarterback for six games. And let's face it, you know, he's going to miss some extra dish. You know, it's going to take him some time to get up to speed. He hasn't played football in nearly 2 years, even once he does come back. So I don't think this is a great thing for the Cleveland Browns. I think that ruling kind of hurts them in both ways. It hurts them going in the front and the back of it, because you know, they could have told that contract. And instead, now they have to eat it all this year and roll it into next year. Now, maybe they can do some things. They've already turned it. They've already fully guaranteed that contract. I don't know that there's a lot of wiggle room in that contract to Deshaun Watson. Maybe there is. I'm not a capologist. I don't know anything, you know, that much about it. But we'll see. But we're going to take a break. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. We'll be back with what happened in the first padded practice for the Steelers. We'll do that right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here on the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. And the Steelers put the pads on Monday for the first time, well, since they took them off last year against the Kansas City Chiefs following their playoff loss. And you got the idea that Mike Tomlin was coming out here trying to establish something today. Because if they threw 15 passes in the 11-on-11 drills and things of that nature that they did today, if they threw 10 passes in those drills, I'd be shocked. It wasn't many. I didn't chart them, you know, specifically. I was just kind of keeping an eye on who was doing what out there. And they did bump Kenny Pickett up to number two behind Mitch Trubisky. And Mike Tomlin saying that that was just the natural progression of things. Don't read too much into it. Mason Rudolph still has looked the best of the quarterbacks. I'll say this about Mason Rudolph. He's really attacking, making a conscious effort to attack the middle of the field this year. And so they've run some play action stuff, and Mason Rudolph's attacked the middle of the field. He had a throw today to Tyler Vaughns, who's a back end wide receiver, who's made some plays right down the seam. And, you know, he's just continued to do that and has been very, very definitive with his reads and things of that nature. So I give Mason Rudolph credit for that. But he worked with the threes today. Mitch Trubisky still sticking with the ones at this point. But again, they didn't throw the ball a lot today. Today was all about, you know, kind of establishing a mentality on the offensive line and in the line of scrimmage on both sides of it, really, if you think about it. Because the offensive line needs to get better running the football. And the defensive line needs to get better stopping the run. And so, you know, I think that was a big part of today's practice when you look at it. The defense probably got the better of it on most of the running plays. Najee Harris did get a little nicked up in this practice, got his foot stepped on. He did score from the one, or from the two, I should say, on seven shots on the first attempt. It was a nice little misdirection play, and they handed it to Najee Harris, and he kind of bullied his way into the end zone. We didn't see a ton of him after that. He got another carry and seven shots, didn't get into the end zone, but put the ball inside the one. But you don't need to see a lot of Najee Harris in this kind of situation. You really just don't. Have him ready to go for the regular season. That's what's much more important here. But they obviously were trying to establish that kind of mentality up front by running the ball and running the ball a lot in these situations. Just weren't many throws there for the quarterbacks to show much. Backs on backers was spirited as usual. Big collision between Miles Jack and Derek Watt that really popped the pads. And I thought undrafted rookie running back Jalen Warren really showed up today. Showed up in backs on backers, showed up in the inside running drills, and he's actually running ahead of Mateo Durant right now. I know everybody's big on Mateo Durant because he got the big signing bonus from the Steelers as an undrafted rookie, $15,000. But Jalen Warren is not a guy to just overlook. He had 1,200 yards rushing last year at Oklahoma State. And, so he's a more of a bowling ball type of back, a little bit shorter, stockier, but he's got some juice and he's very decisive in his running, did a really nice job, stepping up in backs on backers and really, kind of making that drill zone, getting a lot of kudos from, the coaching staff after doing a nice job in that drill against, I think he was working against Mark Robinson three straight times, and he stoned him, did a really nice job in that work. And that's all about want to and desire. And, so tip of the hat there to Jaylen Warren, looking good in that drill, which really favors the defense in those situations. So kudos to him. Other than that, I mean, this was kind of a, again, an established a run type of practice. And they really did that. A lot of running of the football, a lot of physicality. And that's what fans want to see out of the Steelers. So, I think that establishing that mentality is a big part of training camp 2022 for your Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm Dale Lally. That's going to do it for today's show. Appreciate you listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. I'll be back again tomorrow to bring you more. Don't you go away. There's lots of other stuff here to listen to on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcasting Network. Check out all the shows on here. We got lots of good content coming at you. Pirates, Penguins, Steelers, all kinds of good stuff. But that'll do it for today's show. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.